Is this thing on for a third time? Okay, so I know this unit was months ago, but we do have fond memories looking back on our Camp Interdependence National Park unit. So we'll start with you, my friend Stuart. What did you enjoy most in our unit?
The cabin challenges, when we had to flip the blanket over and make our poster.
Oh, you liked making the poster. Did you do it silent, like nonverbal? You had to find the things that you were connected to? What sort of things connected you and your teammates? Do you remember?
No.
Canoe, do you remember? You don't remember? Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You remember what connected you?
We didn't really have many people, so it was kind of easy to flip the blanket.
Okay. Okay. Very nice. What did you enjoy doing, Canoe?
Same as the cabin challenges and flipping over the blanket.
Okay. Were you guys successful?
No.
You were not successful.
Not at all.
You weren't either?
Well, we were close.
Okay. Okay. Gracie, what did you enjoy most during this unit?
I enjoyed getting the National Park Pass.
Have you used it yet?
No, I'm going to, though, maybe this summer.
Nice. I mean, so with the National Park Pass, you worked hard. You learned about the National Park Service, right? You put in that work. And so the pass was just a sweet reward at the end, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear where you go and visit. Happy Friday, podcast friends. It's the final Friday of January, and we are back with another wonderful episode of our class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. We have a wonderful, it's like kind of like a class favorite today for our podcast. And so we are very excited to have three fantastic kids tell you all about the research that they have done. Before we get to the questions, I'm going to let these three students introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Canoe.
Hi, I'm Stuart.
Hi, my name is Gracie.
Wonderful. And as always, we've got Miss Robertson.
Hello.
And Miss Hanks.
Hi.
And I'm Miss Fregali. Woohoo. All right. We do have some frog friends with us sitting on the desk, but they really can't speak for us today. Okay. So let's get to our research.
Gracie, what park are we talking about today?
The National Park Haleakala.
Haleakala.
When and how was the park founded?
It was founded in 1961, July 1st.
Wonderful. And Canoe, where is the park located?
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
What kind of plants are at Haleakala National Park?
Moss, tall grass, flowers, ethereal silver swords, and geraniums.
And what kind of animals can you find at your park, Stuart?
Nene Hawaiian goose, and the Aua Hawaiian petrel, and six native Hawaiian forest birds, bats, and toads.
Awesome. All right, Canoe, what are some natural features of your park?
There are volcanoes, rainforests, mountains, and rocks.
What's the weather like at Haleakala?
At the National Park Haleakala, there's a high of 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 27 degrees Celsius, to a low of 30 degrees Fahrenheit and minus 1 degree Celsius.
I would not have thought it would have been that chilly. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Are there any problems in this park?
Mongooses, rats, cats, and pigs harass and eat native birds and their eggs and young. Diseases also have been brought in by mosquitoes, too.
Mm. All right. Canoe, how long would it take to get to Haleakala from Roswell?
Direct flight ride, 12 hours and 25 minutes. Mm.
Now it's time, we're gonna share some tourist information, some things to pack, some things to do. Canoe, what should we pack?
Bring sunscreen, hat, water, and good shoes.
Gracie, what do you think we should do when we get there?
Have a wilderness experience, go hiking, and watch the sunrise.
And what else could we do at this park?
To see the cool animals like the Hawaiian geese, and the native tribe.
Awesome. Now, as a wrap up, is there anything else that you guys want to share about your park? Canoe.
How many people visit each year? Over a million.
Over a million people. Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Gracie, anything else?
Native Hawaiians have lived and cared for the land for over 1,000 years.
And sir, what is something that you wonder?
I wonder what would happen if someone took the animals out of their habitat.
Well, it sounds like they've already had the problem of bringing non-native animals to the island. And that's a big problem, right, Gracie? Right. So now I wonder what would happen. That's a good thing to wonder and leave us with today. Thank you so much, wonderful, awesome kids, for sharing your research with our podcast community. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to another episode next week. Everybody say bye.
Bye.